With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah. I'm Sarah Wiseman. For a lot of you guys, it's the first time you've seen me streaming live on Facebook. Maybe not the first time, but it's not something I've done much, and hoping to bring this to you into this new year, 2021. Fantastic year, lots of great stuff going on, and I just want to have this be an offering to you to, you know, learn some stuff, open your intuition, open your spirituality, get through the day, which is, you know, sort of a lot of what this is all about, and just kind of connect with each other as kindred spiritual community, because what I find is that there's so many people feeling like all of you do, and you feel like maybe nobody else around feels this way. And of course, that's not true. Lots and lots of very sensitive souls in this universe, and hopefully this is a place we can connect. A lot of you guys are like, oh, I didn't know her hair was so long. Yes, this is what, as you all know too, you don't get your hair cut for over a year and suddenly it's long. So anyway, it'll probably get longer as we continue through our COVID experience together. Not to make light of it at all, but you know, all these practical things have been kind of interesting too. So today's show is called How Can I Open My Psychic Gifts? It's something we've talked about a lot. Learn why intuition is not something separate from yourself, but who you are innately. And innately means within. Innately means it's your essence. There isn't anything that needs to be added or fixed. It's really, psychic ability is not something to add on. It's something to open up, or maybe just to remember. It's just a way of remembering your true essence. We're going to do a little meditation in just a moment around that. As a lot of you know, this is Ask Sarah is a call-in show. Today we've got free readings Tuesday. I see some callers are already calling in or on hold, and we'll get to you guys real quickly. The call-in number, if you'd like to call in to be live on the show, and you'll be live on audio only. We don't have a way to get you on video. And also, you know, people might be in their bathrobes and so forth, so we want to avoid any surprises. So anyway, call-in number for Free Readings Tuesday, which is today, 844-390-8255. And this show is streaming live on Facebook on the Contact Talk Radio Facebook. It will be posted later on my Facebook. And as always, for those of you who listen to the audio stream, it's going to be on all those places. Let's see, iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn FM. I can't remember. There's a whole bunch of them. If you're interested in finding the stream that you like best, go to my website, sarahwiseman.com. And then just go to podcasts. There's like so much stuff there, which leads me to during, you know, a lot of us had talked about are there some benefits to this enforced isolation. And for me, taking away all distraction, which I kind of already do as my lifestyle, it allowed me to create a whole bunch of stuff for you. So when you go to the website, you're going to look for a whole new thing, Divine Astrology, which is a monthly channeled forecast. We're going to dive into that a little bit today. And then brand new, Intuitology, which is a monthly teaching podcast, which is going to teach you a specific element of spiritual intuition. They're not TED Talks. They're kind of like Sarah Talks. I talk about different aspects. So those are free. Go there, check it out, sarahweisman.com. For February, we have the Manifesting Project. It's just $15 self-study course. And for those of you who really want to dive deep and work with me and work with other people who really want to dive deep, we've got Intuition University direct training this spring in March, and we are signing up now, and we are practically full. So I'm going to probably mention it one more time, but basically, if that's of interest to you, go to the website, check it out under sarahweisman.com training. We're going to go to the free readings Tuesday in just a moment, but let's just go ahead and close our eyes. And I want you to, the guides gave me this little meditation last night when I was preparing for the show. And I want you to just breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I want you to just go ahead and lift out of your body. Let your spirit self begin to fly up into the sky. So kind of like looking at yourself from below. And then we're going to go all the way up into space. And we're going to look at ourselves from space onto planet Earth. And then I'd like you to do a little bit of stuff with time. You're just going to let Earth rotate so that you kind of don't see where you were. You're just seeing the planet moving around. And then I want you to sort of try and find back where you were, looking down. Where am I? The planet's rotated. And then you're just going to rotate it back and kind of begin to see your beautiful smallness in terms of the great significance of the planet. All the people here and all the animals and all the plants and all the bacterium and all the small things. And you're just a little piece of that. And then I want you to kind of put a filter on Earth, on Gaia, and imagine that you can see not this just this time frame, but all your past lives. So you're starting to see yourself as soul. Here you are in Africa. There you are in China. There you are in the US before it was the US. There you are in this place where your ancestors are from. And you're seeing how your soul self has left these little imprints all over this planet. And frankly, probably on other planets too, but we're just looking at all you across time, all the times you've been on Gaia. And so you're getting an idea of the smallness of you. The quickness of you, the temporary nature of each lifetime in this small view. We're expanding, so we can see our smallness. And yet, let's go back. Let's zoom back from space into the sky, into our place where we live, into the place where we are. And I want you to go right into your heart. This lifetime, this moment. And I want you to just think of all the people and all the things you deeply love, including yourself, about this particular lifetime, right here, right now, in this moment. Then you might have a person come into your mind, or a feeling of a memory come into your heart. And just feel the bigness of you, the enormous warmth and beauty and grace of your heart, which is where the soul resides. And feel that too. And understand that both of these, the big and the small, the fully present now and the fully present in all infinite space, this is all you as a soul. And when we talk about psychic or spirituality, this is all we're doing, is we're remembering our innate. And this view, the big and the small, helps a lot when we're dealing with the drama and the dysfunction and the pain often of life, especially recently, last few years. All right, we're just going to come back to this reality in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we are back in the room, and that is going small, going expanding up to go small, coming into the heart to go big is a way of resetting yourself. As you can tell, probably as you're looking around, you feel a little giddy, or you feel a little brighter, or you just feel more relaxed. That anchoring into your true soul self, super useful to just shift the whole mood, right? Okay, so this is new to me. I'm going to see who we've got here. I think I have got Kay from Washington, D.C. first. And bear with the technicality because I'm using it for the first time, but I think I've got Kay from Washington, D.C. calling in to the show. Kay? Okay, so I can't hear.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Kay. Welcome. Thank you for calling in. I'm so happy to be back. The show took quite a long break, so I'm happy to be back with you. What's going on for you, or how
Thank
can
you
I
for
help
having
you?
Me.
Yeah, what can I help you out with today? What do you want to look into?
Whatever you see. Just share with me whatever comes through for you.
The way that I work is I like people to have some pretty specific questions, because I know that you've got things that you've been thinking about in your life, right? I know that you've got stuff on your mind. So tell us a little bit about, like, share and tell us a little bit about what you have been thinking about or what you are wondering about.
A new house is one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
Yeah. So do you live in Washington, D.C. now? Is that your general area?
Yes.
And I definitely see, so a lot of people are thinking of moving, right? The pandemic has brought us to this place of doing a lot of inner questioning and a lot of wondering, what would it be like different? Where would we be different? And so for some people, the move is around wanting some inner movement, which is another thing we've all been going through this last year. And for other people, the idea of moving is about needing to move to a different place so that the universe can put you into position for different stuff, like for new stuff that's coming to you. And you feel in the latter category. So you have this urge to move because the universe wants to, in your case, get you out of particular situations and energies and bring you to a higher level situation and energy so that you can flourish, and also so that other things can happen, so that synchronicities and the ways the universe works with us can start to happen to you there. So are you thinking of going more west? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking of staying in the general area. Mm-hmm. However, I am open to wherever I am needed. I'm completely open. I have no resistance to going anywhere.
Yeah. So what I see for you, so the way I do it is I kind of put up a little map in my head. My geography is not great in terms of knowing what states are, but what I've been seeing for lots of people is moves to Arizona, New Mexico, that kind of thing. Some people I'm seeing moving warmer places like Florida, but for you, I'm seeing moving west, but not particularly outside of what I would call your like environmental region or your, so that the basic natural environment would be fairly similar. The seasons would be fairly similar. So are you in, it feels like you just need to move to a smaller place that is more relaxed, more liberal, if that's possible nearby. And it's a little bit west, maybe a little bit west and north. When are you thinking of trying to make this all happen?
Yesterday.
Okay. So yeah, That's good. Yeah, yes. Anytime between, like, it'll be before March. So I think maybe making your circle a little smaller, like looking 50 miles radius, but then going west, that would be a good way to sort of spot where you're supposed to be. It'll be before March, which is really soon. We're already in February. So this is happening fast. You'll either have found it by March or you'll actually be moved by March. So there's a slight whirlwind awaiting you. And the whole idea for you is...
Are you?
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead. Whatever's coming through you, just...
It's calmer, more nature, more gentle, more peaceful. And the idea is the universe is like, you need a break and you can't get a break where you are now. It's too much drama. just say it's too much drama. It's too much negative vibration. You got to get out of that orbit of negativity and move to a more restful place. But it's not like you're going to Hawaii, you know, it's a pretty similar move. And it's just enough to get you out into a better spot. Anyway, good luck to you, Kay. Thank you for calling. We will hope that all goes well and wish you well. And thanks for calling into the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Let us know how it goes. You can email me at the website if you want. Let's see. I can't tell if we have other callers here or not. I think we've got some other callers on hold. Again, the technology is a little new for me. We do. Yay. So we'll wait to see who those folks are. Hi. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Dennis.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my living room.
Perfect. And where, in the bigger sense, are you?
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So you guys see me looking down. So I'm just I take notes on my little notebook, and that is part of the process of how stuff comes through for me. Well, I'm calling from my, I guess it's an office, it's in my house. I'm surprised the dog hasn't come in yet, but we'll wait for that soon. What can I help you out with today, Dennis?
Well, I read your inspirational writings every morning. And I just noticed that during the show, if we call, we can get a free reading, because I had thought about calling to get a reading from you at any time before. So I thought I'd just maybe take advantage of this and see if you would give me a reading.
Yeah. What kind of things do you want to look into? What questions do you have?
Well, I have mostly just on my life's path. And then on even on a medical path. Basically those two things, you know.
Yeah, I do think health is something that came up right away. So I don't see any, it's almost like you need to care for yourself and have, I wouldn't say that you should take the attitude of you're caring for yourself medically or health-wise. I think the bigger idea for you is that you're caring for yourself vibrationally. So if you care for yourself vibrationally, which it feels like you mostly do a lot, that kind of takes care of anything that could have been a concern. It's not that you stop dealing with doctors at all. It's just the bigger focus is the spiritual vibration of the being, as opposed to, you know, taking this medicine or eating this diet. What have you been facing? It feels like you might have been doing some medical things lately. What have you been doing or worrying about?
I've had been diagnosed with a low thyroid, and it's causing all kinds of different issues that are hard to put together. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just looking at doing either pharmaceuticals, which I just started on, and I'm kind of on a holistic bent, and so it's kind of against the grain of what I mm-hmm. believe in. But at this point, I was kind of desperate, and I wanted to try something for a while. So that's kind of where I'm at.
And how much are you outside in nature right now? Is that something you're able to do where you are?
I do go for about an hour and a half walk every morning, mm-hmm. and then probably two to three times a week, a good 8 mile bike ride. Mm-hmm. Other than that, that's about it. That's about it for being outside.
So what I'm receiving is, those are great. Those are really good. That's kind of similar to what I do too, actually. But there's this part of just sitting outside and meditating, or taking your meditation practice out into nature, where you're not like exercising in nature, like whew, then you're going into that, at least when I do bike riding, I always go into trance. It's fantastic. But there's something about just sitting in nature, almost like a grounding or earthing practice, or sitting and meditating with the weather. And there's something about that sort of resets you. It's keeping the nature exercise, but it's adding this piece of you're just gonna be with nature, like no other reason than you're just there. And that feels like that's going to create some shift in your entire energetic balance. Try that. I mean, if you want to do medication, those are all, my approach is really, one, I'm not a doctor. Two, I like to try, like traditional medicine is not bad, right? It's really good. It's just that evolution-wise, we're not at the peak of where we're going to be understanding how to use medicines and energies. We're just where we are now. So I like to say, try what's ever available and see what has better benefit to you. But there's something about this being in nature without expectation of any outcome, or without doing any efforts is really important. I mean, if you were younger, I'd say like go roll down the lawn, you know, it'd just be that kind of nature immersion. But you can also just do grounding in the earth and so forth. Did you have?
I can do that.
Yeah. Like put barefoot and go sit with the plants and just be like, I'm doing my thing. Don't, you know, you're not reading, you're not journaling, you're just spacing out, sitting there. I think that will change things for you. So
that'd be cool.
Yeah. What you had a different question though. Your life's path. So they said they are the guides. There are some things that you still want to do, and they are saying don't give up on that, so that you don't want to miss those. And I'm not sure for you it's really travel necessarily. It might be more having some spiritual experiences. Is there anything like on your spiritual bucket list that you haven't done yet?
Well, I've been on a spiritual path of discovery, basically, for 30 or 40 years.
Right.
And still on it. And so I go down different venues. I'm fascinated by the field, trying to understand a little bit more, trying to take advantage of it, trying to figure out stuff. And that's kind of where I'm at. I've been, as a very young person, I had thought I totally wanted to be in this kind of field, and I'm there, but I'm kind of all over the place in it, discovering stuff. And I have tried to find my guides, or you know, speak to them and stuff like that. I have a little difficulty with that. That's why I turn to people like yourself sometimes, to give me some kind of easier access to what I'm trying to find on my own.
What group like retreats have you done? I mean, maybe not lately, because those have been, but what have you longed to do in like a group retreat kind of setting? Have you done much of that?
Yes, I have taken different courses to become more psychic. Mm-hmm. I have taken courses on faith healing with hands. Mm-hmm. With a group of people, different things like that.
What about silent?
No, and a lot. Go.
Oh no! Go ahead. What about like silent retreats or meditation? Just pure meditation retreats or sound healing retreats? Those are the things I'm getting.
Yeah, I haven't done that. We did go to kind of a retreat up in Northern California, but it was just, it wasn't necessarily a meditation retreat. It was just a very quiet retreat with away from everything, you know?
So I think that's what I'm seeing is like this, and this kind of relates to the grounding in nature thing too. It's like an opening to the vastness for long periods of time, like you would do at a silent retreat or a meditation retreat with no talking, or a sound healing retreat where you're just bathed in, you know, the gong and the chimes and all of that, looking for something where you're not, again, attempting to like achieve anything. I mean, actually, it is a 10 achievement to do a silent retreat, but at least it would be for me. But you're just like going into vastness and just resting there. And I think that those would be better than trying to learn, somebody's ancient technique or to do something where you're doing a lot of visiting of sites. So look for that going into the vastness and staying there without expectation of what's going to happen. And I think that if you can find something like that by summer, that would be really useful. It's almost like you're hovering on a complete new vibrational level but the practices that you've been doing aren't quite taking you over the edge. And it's almost like you have to try some different things that might even be a little feel weird or feel not quite what you'd want. And that will sort of take you to the next step. That's what I'm receiving.
Interesting. So,
yeah, vastness. Like, and then again, no expectation. That's what I'm kind of hoping for, right, actually myself. I mean, I don't have anything planned retreat-wise for this coming year, but just going and being like really quiet and just really connecting for many hours a day. And that's just sounding like the next thing. So anyway, maybe I'll see you there. Who knows? We had it from the same place. Who knows? Anyway, hey, thank you for calling. I appreciate your call.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Yeah. That's a really, a lot of us, you know, we've been inside, internal. And then as we are going to come out of this internal isolation, the first tendency is to want to like, at least I've just been just in the house, right? Or at on a walk or on a bike ride. So my idea of excitement would be like, let's go to a restaurant or let's go to a movie at the little movie theater, or let's go see some people. So that's the first impulse. But then after that, I think for a lot of people who've been on spiritual path, they're going to want to go into this deep place. It's like we've been hungering for it, but we've been more in survival mode or something. Okay, I think we have Rachel.
Rachel from Iowa City.
Ah, wonderful. Thank you. Nice to have you here. Is it snowy where you are? Isn't in Iowa City?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I we don't have a lot of snow here in Oregon usually. So it's always, I'm always shocked when people are experiencing that so much. Well, what is on your mind?
Yeah.
Or what can I help you out with today?
Well, I have a couple of questions, and I don't know if you can help me with my son. My son, who's in a lot of trouble and is very confused and misguided, and also just for myself, my own life path into retirement.
How old is your son, and what is going on for him that you can share?
He's 17, and he got just very addicted to pot and alcohol, and he's committed some robberies, and he was in detention, and he's just in a lot of trouble, and he doesn't seem to have much clarity about what's really going on with him and what needs to happen.
Where does he live with you, or is there a dad in the picture that's involved with his life?
Yes, my husband and I adopted him from Ethiopia about, in 2009.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he was not tiny when he came here.
He was just under 5 years.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just making some notes, kind of thinking about this. So what they're saying is that he's experiencing almost like the trauma of his past before you adopted him now. And I don't know if the pandemic has brought that on, or the racism of the world has brought that on, or if it's just because he's matured to a place where it's just being triggered now, as he kind of gets ready to become an adult. And then he's sort of sifting through all of his experiences. But he's going to need a lot of help. And he has the ability to get through this, but it's not something that you or your husband are really going to be able to process with him for quite a while. The help he needs is like rehab and therapy and needing that at an extreme level before he turns 18, because once you turn 18, then you're an adult and it's not good. A lot of things take on a different role. It's almost like he hasn't dealt with his early wounds. And it feels like he really went through a huge amount of very, very difficult things when he was little, like a lot of trauma. And so he's using the drugs and alcohol to disassociate from that. And yet those are causing personality changes so that he can't, his journey is to look at his pain, but he's going to need support. What have you done in terms of getting him a really good counselor that can deal with early childhood trauma?
Mm-hmm. Well, from the United Action for Youth, he has a therapist now that was working with him while he was in shelter, and then he went back to detention. So now he's going to get started again with this counselor who is specialized in trauma. And he also has had a substance abuse evaluation and a psychological evaluation while he was in detention. And so he's going to have a substance abuse counselor as well. Mm-hmm. While he's at shelter, he's just not allowed to come home yet, because the last few times he's come home, it's been a complete disaster.
Yeah, because what he's dealing with, you guys aren't really equipped to, your family, you're not trauma counselors, and you're not drug and alcohol counselors, so you're not equipped to deal with what he's having. I think the biggest thing is to keep telling him, you are going to get through this, but you have to do the work. And the work is this initial drop into this incredible pain for him, what he went through, and he's afraid to look at it. And the moment he looks at it with a really good counselor who's going to support him in having that breakthrough, things get better. He's going to just start to understand that. And also, the minute he gets off drugs and alcohol, he just calms down a lot. That's a lot of the issue right there, is that's exacerbating everything for him. How much do you think that you could accept for yourself and your husband that you guys aren't really the ones to help him right now? What would that feel like? Like, you are going to keep finding him support, but you talking to him or you attempting to work through, that's not really who can help him at the moment. What does that feel like to you?
Well, it feels hard to detach, but it also feels like a relief because we can't help him. And so it's been feeling like we've just been failing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you haven't been failing. You just don't have the training and your family. That's a different role. So your role is unconditional love. Mm-hmm. Keeping him optimized, like, this is a stage, you're facing your early trauma, you will get through it, life will be better. In terms of the racism where you live, what do you think he's experienced with that?
He's experienced some, but he doesn't share it with me.
I think
that's... whenever we've tried to like show him documentaries or give him books about it, like, since we're not Black, a Black father written to his son or things like that, he says he already knows about it all and doesn't need to read anything. So he's very closed about it, but I know he must experience it.
What types of friends does he have from his own original birth culture? Are there any people around in town?
There are a few, but he has mostly white friends that are from soccer.
Yeah. He's reaching a point where that's not, unfortunately, where you live is probably not very ethnically diverse, I'm guessing. I could be wrong, but I'm just guessing it's not very ethnically diverse. And that is a lot of what he's suffering from. He just needs to be around people who understand the culture that he was born into. And that may be something that he ends up seeking as soon as he's able to leave home. That's very important for him. And again, you and your husband can't provide that, but you can find ways that that could happen. It's mm-hmm. almost like
he's resisted anything. Yeah, he's resisted anything Africa, everything Africa yeah. he doesn't want to know about.
Yeah, but this is going to start to change as things, almost like he's wound so tight and you take the drugs and alcohol away and then you get some help for the early trauma mm-hmm. and then you open up the trauma of racism in the U.S. and all these things start to kind of open him. So
okay.
I'm actually kind of happy in some ways that he's actually dealing with stuff a little bit at a better age. He's dealing with things while he still has support versus if he was like 24. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually feeling pretty hopeful about that. And I do also want to say as a parent of four now grown children, right? This this age is horrible no matter what. So it's kind of like he has specific stuff he's dealing with, but if it weren't this, it'd be something else most likely. Maybe some people have beautiful teenagers, but it's a rough time, you know. There's a reason people go away to school and so forth, because they outgrow their ability to live at home. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's no guarantees, but I guess I just want to know if he's going to be okay.
Yeah, if you sort of detach and do what you can do, which is love him and offer finding resources and trust, he's going to grow. He's going to grow. And his life path was to come here for a reason. And your life path was to be with him for a reason. And don't give up on the hope of that just because, there's this super rocky time right now. There's this phrase that I received in the channeling. It's chaos means change, and you're just in chaos now. It's the sign of change to come, and change is further opening and development. So that's
okay.
Good. Thank you for calling,
you.
Rachel. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's hard. You know, and it's not just 17-year-olds that go through these incredibly rough patches. It's also, 24-year-olds, and it's also 35-year-olds, and everybody goes through big changes in their early 40s, and then we come around again, and it's the 50s, and there's changes. So the 60s, it's like we're continually going on this up and down path of contraction, triggering, pain, suffering, and then we open up and move past that. And there it comes again, contraction, pain, suffering, and then we open up. And there's no time that we're not opening up, even when it seems, you know, super hopeless. Okay, let's see. I think we've got Nicole calling from the Northeast. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Sarah.
Hey. Hi. What can I help you out with today?
Well, it would be about my path, my vocation or avocation. We spoke about a year ago, just after I had experienced a pretty major shift, life change, and I've spent the last year doing a lot of inquiry, adventuring, relatively speaking, in the pandemic,
right.
But just
yeah.
exploring and figuring out.
so you where, went to the grocery. You went to the grocery store. Is that what you did? No. Anyway, just kidding. Go ahead.
So I've just been trying to. A lot of things light me up. So I've been trying to hone in and see where can I put my energy. Where is it most useful? And we talked about. The fact that I do want to serve, I want to give back, I want to help people. And so I've recently gotten a hit on what I think that might look like. So I wanted to see what you might be seeing.
Yeah, tell me further. I may end up remembering what we talked about last time. Sometimes it comes flooding back, but yeah, go ahead and say whatever I told you last time and then what you're thinking of doing. And I'll just gonna kind of tune into that.
Okay, I'll go in the reverse order because yeah. I don't remember the exact details of our call, but it's something in the realm, something in the helping fields. I've worked in wellness a bit. I'm a yoga instructor. I have interests beyond yoga, energy medicine, other forms of movement education. And I get really excited about helping people discover how they can heal and help themselves to stay healthy. So I've been trying to formulate some kind of offering around that idea. But I also have been getting called upon a lot of friends that are in the wellness industry that need technology support. So it's been really interesting. I thought I was going in one direction, and now this theme keeps coming up with technology, and I'm not opposed to it. So I'm kind of formulating an idea that blends the two.
Yeah.
But you know, when you don't focus on one thing, sometimes it gets complicated. Like I might be making more, making things too complex for success.
So what I find is, I think that this is absolutely correct. I think the reason the technology piece has been dropped into your bucket right now is those are skills you're gonna you're gonna learn as you do them. And so you're gonna go away from that with like 300% more skills than you thought you had just because you're doing it. So that feels really correct. And are these skills like people wanna teach online and that kind of thing? Is that what they're sort of looking for?
Yeah, a lot of people taking their businesses online for the first time and they get tangled up in the technology pretty quickly.
So absolutely. And thinking, I have been getting massive downloads on this idea of hologram. And I know we don't have hologram yet, right? But the idea that instead of me being on a screen now, like on, I think, Zoom to Facebook.
Mm, yeah, I've heard about this.
And so then you'd be having people hologramming into a studio or whatever, and the students would hologram in and you'd all have this virtual experience as if you were in a studio. Now that's not here yet, right? Or those other technologies where they've got these screens that you bring into your home and then the instructor's on the screen, like a big giant Peloton thing. So that's not happening, but paying attention to those kinds of ideas as you're diving into setting up people's technology, so that you can sort of have that on your radar for future. It's not here yet, but we will go there. And I'm hoping that I'll be an early adopter once I figure out how to find out about that, or once we have sort of like when smartphones came, some people had them and some people didn't, but trying to be an early adopter of these new technologies for distance learning, especially for group movement or group activities, distance learning, where we're not just having to sit on Zoom calls, although Zoom is actually really great. So there's that part. And then when you said this part about the movement, it's feeling like you have the ability to create your own thing, your own practice. It's not quite yoga. It's not quite dance. It's not quite meditation. It's your thing, and to begin to build that. And there's no reason, like these are the technology is building and the movement idea is building, and these are coming at the same time, and there's no problem with that. They kind of have to come because they feed each other. Does that make sense to you? Like you need the technology, and then the movement, you need that, and then you experiment with the technology to make that happen. So they're happening together.
Oh, yes, I do understand that. But do you say you see the potential for me to create my own thing because, how do I say this? One of the struggles I commonly have is that a lot of the ideas I have, I don't act in a what I would think of as a timely manner, and then I see other people doing exactly the thing that I envision doing, and I get wrapped up in this idea that it's not a scarcity mindset per se, but I guess it's some form of that. Like, well, if that's already being done, I don't want to do that. Not because there aren't enough people to partake, but because it's been done.
Yeah. I would just
and it's not unique.
I would just let that go. You know, I'm a full year or probably more, a full year late to the Zoom party, right? Like, you just got to do what's right for you. And especially so I'm a full year late to the Zoom party because I couldn't figure out how to get a little stand for my laptop. I'm not even using a phone as my camera. Like, that's how behind I am, right? So letting yourself know that your timing is perfect and kind of maybe detaching from paying attention. I don't really pay attention to what anybody's doing. I'm just sort of like working on guidance. So maybe giving yourself that breather of like, I'm guided. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. I'm here for my own perfect path, and just spending some time with that. If you pay attention to what everyone's doing, you'll never do anything. If you're paying attention to guidance, you'll be very clear on what your next step is always. So kind of letting go of that comparison idea would be good. I'm seeing that we're almost out of time, so I want to let you go, but yeah, I think it is some kind of combo: yoga, movement, energy healing, meditation, music. It's like all of that, and some of it's in person and some of it's online, so that's pretty exciting.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your time. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
You know, we're going to end the show. I invite everybody to go to, this was super fun. I liked it. No disasters happened. It was great. Find me at sarahweisman.com. Look for Divine Astrology February Report. Look for Intuitology teaching videos. Look for our many, many, I think we've got 34 $15 course, self-study courses, and sign up for Intuition University spring training. And we are practically sold out. We will be with you next time. And I think I'm going to play this again on my own Facebook page. But thank you for listening. And I sure appreciate your support. Remember, things are getting better day by day. And we can trust that we will move through all of this world situation. We will move through this together. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for being with me today.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Weisman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahweisman.com. Shanti.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.